Welcome to the Lose Your Cravings podcast, taking a different approach to reducing your cravings once and for all with your host, Kisa Amaro, Certified Integrative Health Coach. Welcome back, my friends. I'm Kisa Amaro, and I help ambitious women manage their emotional eating without deprivation or complicated meal plans so they can show up fully in their life and their career. Okay, my friends, for our topic for this episode, we are talking about adopting a learner's mindset when it comes to changing your eating habits, working on your cravings, or emotional eating. So basically your relationship to food. So why should we adopt a learner's mindset when changing our habits and mindset around food? Because what you are doing currently or what you have done in the past isn't working. When you have tried the same thing over and over again and you're getting the same results, then you need to do something different. When trying to change your eating habits and reduce your cravings and overeating, you probably have tried different diets, restrictions, intermittent fasting, maybe some cleanses and detoxes. And these may work for a short time and give you temporary happiness or temporary results. You're not overeating and you're sticking to a meal plan and you think like, okay, this is great. This is working. Like, I love it. However, these strategies are not sustainable as they are very restrictive and don't allow for going outside the line, so to speak, right? You have to be very strict and like on, like following a very specific way of eating. And once you give in to your cravings or something happens, you overeat all the food that you were restricting. And this leaves you feeling physically and mentally uncomfortable. So instead of doing the same detox, the same diet, the same challenge, or restrictive eating again, let's take a different approach to help you reduce your cravings and feel in control around food. So what I want to offer is to adopt a learner's mindset. So what do I mean by a learner's mindset? I am talking about getting curious about your relationship to food, about your eating habits, about your food rules. Now, a great question to ask to help facilitate a learner's mindset is, what can I learn from this? A learner's mindset can also be referred to as a growth mindset, where you embrace challenges, you persist even with setbacks, like you get, you know, have setbacks, but you still move forward and view failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. When you have a learner's mindset, you are open to feedback and willing to try new strategies. You understand that this process will take some trial and error and that you aren't going to get it right the first time, and that's okay. It's just part of the process. Now, a learner's mindset might sound good and all. You're like, oh yeah, that sounds great. But how do I apply this to eating my eating habits or my relationship to food? So I have 5 strategies for you to help you shift into a learner's mindset when it comes to shifting your eating habits, reducing your cravings, and feeling in control around food. So number one, first and foremost, I want you to embrace curiosity. This is like one of the foundations of how I coach, right? Embrace curiosity. Approach your journey with an open mind and a willingness to explore new ideas and perspectives. Now, I know that can be difficult because we are told, taught, made to believe by diet culture that in order for us to feel in control around food, in order for us to get rid of our cravings, in order for us to lose weight, if that's what you want, that we need to be on some sort of diet. In order for us to fix our body, we need to be on some sort of diet. Okay. So I highly encourage you to have that open mind and that willingness to explore new ideas and perspectives. Now, curiosity all allows you to seek out knowledge and insights that can support your goals. Curiosity will show you the way. That's like 100% right there. Like, if you get curious about what's going on, you will find the answer. You will find your direction. You will find what supports you. So how can you get curious about your habits around food? Get curious about your cravings. Okay, if you struggle with cravings, get curious about them. What foods do I tend to crave? How much have I eaten that day? When do I tend to crave certain foods? So I crave them in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. How do I currently approach or react to my cravings? Like, what do I do when I start craving food? I'm like, oh no, I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, no, you're not supposed to eat that. Or do you just give in and like eat all the food? Like, what do you do? And is this working for you? Right? If not, then what could you do differently? This is getting curious. It's just asking lots of questions. You will learn a lot about yourself and your eating habits when you get curious about them. Now, it's important to note here that there is that, okay, sorry, that this, like the getting curious, it's not an opportunity to judge yourself. You are not evaluating yourself or judging yourself for overeating or giving into your cravings. That's not the point here. When we get curious about our eating habits, we let go of judgment and we invite in compassion. Compassion for yourself and this process that you are going through. Okay? So get curious. Embrace curiosity. Okay, next, number two, I want you to focus on progress, not perfection. This is huge, my friends. All of you out there with the all or nothing mindset, this is going to be a challenge for you because for so long you have believed that you have to be 100% perfect with your eating habits, with your exercise. And if you mess up just once, then you have failed. Well, I am here to tell you that you have not failed. There is no failing in this process. There are just lessons we learn along the way that help guide our next steps. So I invite you to shift your mindset from striving for perfection to celebrating progress. Understand that setbacks are natural. Right? It's a natural part of the learning process and use them as opportunities to learn and adjust the course. Number three, practice self-compassion. Okay, I touched on this in number one. Now, this is going to be awkward for a lot of you because you have never learned to have self-compassion for yourself when it comes to your eating habits and your relationship to food or your body. So if you have that all or nothing mindset, and even if you don't, but especially if you have that all or nothing mindset, then you are going to be hard on yourself when you get off track. When you deviate from the plan just a little, the negative self-talk comes in and it sends you in a spiral of guilt and shame. And usually you end up overeating. So I invite you to practice self-compassion. Or even just the idea of it. Maybe I can think about self-compassion. Maybe I can just look into this. I don't have to do it, but maybe I'll be open to practicing self-compassion for myself. So treat yourself like you would your best friend, especially when facing challenges or setbacks when working on your eating habits. The things that you say to yourself, right, around like your body and your relationship to food and your eating habits and overeating, the things you say to yourself, you would never say to a friend. So quit that. Like, I'm serious. Don't say those things to yourself if you wouldn't say them to a friend. End of story. Next, number four, I want you to learn from your mistakes. Okay, mistakes, hiccups, challenges, whatever you want to call them. Many of you see your mistakes as failures, that you just can't do it and that you have yet failed again, which leads you to overeating and feeling guilt and shame around your eating habits. So instead of viewing your mistakes as failures, I invite you to see them as a valuable learning experience. Reflect on what you can learn from each mistake, each setback, each obstacle, and how you can use that information and knowledge to make more informed choices in the future. Now, lastly, number five, remember to celebrate your wins. Even the teeniest of tiniest of wins, celebrate them. Acknowledge and celebrate every small win along the way, whether it's mindful eating for a minute, stopping to tune in to what type of hunger you're experiencing, or choosing to say no to the second helping of cake being offered to you because you want to, you genuinely want to. Okay, celebrate those small wins. I know a lot of you only like to celebrate or will only be satisfied when you reach your final goal. When you lose X pounds or stop giving into your cravings, that's when I'll celebrate. When you do this, you lose momentum and motivation, right? And especially if you have a setback, then you're like, oh, my goal is even further away. And so you feel even further behind. And so be sure to celebrate your small wins to help keep that momentum, to help keep that motivation. Now, each of these strategies on their own will help support you in developing a learner's mindset when it comes to addressing your cravings and emotional eating. So stop doing the same thing you've always been doing that keeps you stuck in the same place and get curious about your eating habits from a place of compassion. Use your mistakes as learning opportunities and celebrate each and every win, my friend. When you do this, you are going to see amazing results in reducing your cravings and feeling in control around food. Okay, my friends, this is all I have for you today. If you like what you heard on this podcast, I invite you to leave an honest review on whatever app you are listening to. This helps us show up higher on the search results, and therefore we can reach and help more people. I would greatly appreciate it. And join me for my next episode where I share why you can't get rid of your sugar cravings. Like, why can't we just get rid of them? Come on, guys. Until next time, have a great couple weeks. Bye, y'all.